Hello, audience. I am your GM today. Oh, what's my name? Isaac Gutierrez. I'm the bot of Buttock Logs, and I'm bringing back my inner demons just like it's therapy. But then again, they're my bounty hunters.
And we at Buttock Logs welcome you to Inner Demons, the Swampy Swamp Adventures.
Finale. Explain. You guys, last time, of course, it's been a hot second, defeated Brix Longston. You guys went back to Birch's camp. And you guys had a very restful night kind of celebrating with the camp. You guys, Birch being a very, almost Amish man in nature, didn't like allow alcohol being brought on the caravan. But like throughout the night, you see like a few of the guards like pull out flasks and whiskey and stuff. And so you can get like a few sips of some celebratory drinks throughout the night. And as the day rises, you guys pack up because, you know, you guys got to head back, get your $1,000 extra reward from Salazar for quick completion. And as you guys wake up and the dawn rises, Birch, once again, just like before, except this time, he's learned not to scare you. He very quietly and very kindly and cautiously goes to each of your tents and goes, "Hello. Excuse me," like lightly shakes it. Corvus, Rocco, Omelette, like it's each one. He goes through you guys. Wakey, wakey. Instead of before, where he was just straight up like, "Wake up!"
Also, I presume his lightly is still hard for us.
Oh yeah,
he is a giant tree.
As a giant tree, it is a moment where you wake up thinking there's a fucking earthquake. You're like, "Oh god!" And you wake up and you're like, "Oh, it's just fucking Birch." Okay. You guys start wrapping up the caravan. You see all the hard workers have already started to like pack it up and put stuff in the wagons. Is there anything you guys like to do in this area before you leave? TT has already said goodbye. Birch is already packed up and ready to go. You guys have Lynn and Marcus as prisoners. I see Miss Mabel knows about everything. You guys are already pretty wrapped up here. Is there anything personally you guys would like to do in the swamp before you leave?
Honestly. Because, let's see. We went through everything over in that dungeon right next to Brick's place, right? Mm-hmm. Alright, so we got everything from there. And, yeah, I mean, I'm good on my hand. I don't know about the other two.
Good for here. Probably within the next few days in game, Corvus might pull aside Rocco and Amleth, but that's later.
And you, Rocco, anything you're wanting to do before you leave? Go say hi to Miss Mabel. I don't know. Pull from bark from a tree. I don't know.
Give me a second. I'm trying to remember the name of the character. What was the name of the girl with that gave me the Britonia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna take that little pouch that Britonia gave me, and I'm gonna pop it in my mouth and enjoy the nice ride home.
Nice. Nice. Yeah,
that's 2 for 3 of characters getting high or otherwise getting drugs.
Can I use a perception check to see if I notice?
Absolutely. And as the drug user of the squad, I like to imagine Alma, if you're just like, "I smell someone getting fucking crunk around here."
Yeah, and that's very true, because I just rolled 21.
God.
You're like, you pop in your mouth, Rocco, and it's kind of like Pop Rocks. You open your mouth a little bit, and you feel that little subtle ting, and a little pop, 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 in your mouth. And it's like, oh. As you feel all the sensations going to go across, you feel your body get very zen-like. It's almost like very similar to when elves enter the trance. It's a restful state, but you're aware of your area. Your body and mind rest while you're still able to comprehend your surroundings. And then Amleth kind of comes up and is like, "I heard popping."
Yeah. Sorry, what was that?
I was saying that, like, while Rakdos is vibing, Amleth, you just come walking up like, "I hear popping. I hear pop rocks. I know what drug that is."
I just kind of like go right next to him without drawing attention. I just kind of nudge him a little bit. I'm like, "Got any extra?"
I look in the pouch. Do I have any extra?
Maybe a little bit. Enough for him to like pop in his cheek. Feel.
I got a little bit left. I don't think it's enough, but You're welcome to it.
Anything is anything.
It's definitely as strong for you, Omleth, as you are also a pretty big drug user, so like you're a little bit more desensitized to these intensities. But it still swaths over your body a very zen nature. It maybe is even uncomfortable to you as like a bit of a rager. It feels almost like a peace you haven't had before in a while. And in that moment of that like peace almost waving across your body, you kind of flash back to seeing your mom like lightly just kind of putting her arm around you. And that comfort for just a brief moment.
Oh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I kind of don't say too much on the rest of the trip, but when, right before we leave, I do mention to Rocco, I'm like, if you want, I got some more stuff back at home in a little safe space.
I'm always down.
Awesome, man.
Amazing. Alright, well, on your guys' trip back, it's fairly uneventful. Let's see, I'm going to do a single event roll to see what happens. Let me see, 94, 87.
So not going to lie, when Alice won his turning water, I just imagine Amleth, red eyes, whip his head to look right at Walker.
A what, Walker?
Amleth, with glowing red eyes, whip his head to look right at Walker as he was taking the drugs.
His eyes glowed as a drug. You know that, it's like weapon of warning, where, like... It, like, lights up and glows when someone's nearby. He basically just has that for drugs. He's just like, my eyes are glowing.
I think that is one of the drugs that I have that just, like, totally enhances my perception or something like that. But, one that I still haven't had, like, a good chance to use is that red little candy that just fucks everything up.
That is true. Okay.
That's the one thing I haven't tried.
So while you guys are traveling through the night, it's actually getting late. Birch is clearly about to suggest that you guys start lining up. He's having people slow down, start unpacking certain items, get ready. And then all of a sudden, a big boom happens from the sky. You guys look
what
up.
What the fuck?
You see this
like
giant
an explosion?
Fireball in the actual sky.
Oh shit, scatter.
It's coming! And I'm just gonna, try to get out of whatever the fuck that is. Honestly, who let the artificers have a nuke?
That would be funny. So.
Oh my god.
As nearby, about, I would say, 500 meters out, looks to be a meteor slams nearby, shaking the earth around you. Everyone is, like, shooken. There several people are knocked on their asses. Pots and pans are clanging. Several of the horses run off with the carriages as people have to run off to go get them. Birch, gathering himself, has fallen, actually. Even he has been knocked on his ass. And you see that from his head, Lynn, with her arms bound and... but not her legs fully bound, is trying to ever so subtly run away.
I'm going to do a perception check.
How far is Lynn?
From you guys, she is about 20 feet.
Oh, good. I'm just going run right over to her and just grab her. Saying, fuck no.
Oh, here, I can just use my needles real quick and save.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You have needles. I don't need to do that.
Yeah, I'll use my needles and just wrap her up because she's already mostly bound, so I don't think that'll be a problem.
Awesome. As you wrap her up, you see she is yelling, screaming out of terror. Her eyes are wide, and once again, she is... You might remember from when you guys were passing the swamp, that effigy in the swamp that had... that dark creature start rising from it, a dead old one, as TT described it. That same panic that was in her eyes then happens now. At the same time, from the area of the meteor, you hear a...
What the fuck? I'm going to go over and investigate, but, you know, keep, try and keep a safe distance.
I'm going to follow Corbin.
Shit. I'm staying with everybody else. I don't know what the hell you two are doing.
Yeah, Birch and Amleth, you guys are able to just kind of take Lynn and pop her back in. Amleth, you can even take, I guess, a moment to, like, interrogate Lynn. She's, like shaking her head. Her mouth is still gagged from when you guys gagged her, but she's, like, shaking her head towards you.
I just... Oh, man, I can't even... I feel like I can't even rip off the... Actually, I'll just rip it off. It's fine. I'll just rip off the gag on her mouth and just, you know, yell, like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you so fucking, like, fucked up now? What is this?
That's a gift. And she just repeats that over and over again. The one. And her eyes all of a sudden go kind of black.
All right, gag going back on.
Corvus and Rocco, as you guys near the meteor, you guys see this massive landing spot. You see birds dying nearby. You see a bird and a rabbit actually start to run nearby and then die mid-air and mid-run. They just fall on the ground. Around you, you see the grass itself starts to almost turn necrotic. And you guys even take a step back out of, like, shock as the necrotic grass almost reaches your boots. About 100 feet out, you see this giant meteor, the size of a house, slammed into the ground. All the trees nearby are gone, and all you see is this ever disturbing, almost fleshy hole appear at the top of the meteor. You see a single tentacle just there.
I yell as loud as I can for them to back the fuck up.
Is that like the God saw earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're backing the fuck up.
And I yell to the guards that are with us to take everything that you can carry and take the caravan and just run the opposite direction until we meet up with you, because you will only be in the way.
The guards turn to you. Yes, sir. Birch goes, I will keep them aligned to make sure they are safe. Please, call me if you need me.
Just don't freeze up.
He gives a little salute. Got you. And
all right.
Birch and them start moving on, and quickly trying to get all the, like, kind of more innocents out of the way. Rocco and Corvus, you see the tentacle slam into the meteor and start slowly ripping off pieces of the rock.
Hurry the fuck up, man! It's doing fucking something!
I am absolutely going to join up at them real quick, and I'm just going to have that red little pill ready to use.
I'm going to try to remember if I learned while in the underdog anything about this shit besides, you know, what I've been told.
Sure, you guys can all give me some kind of intelligence, history, whatever check you guys like to do. Just let me know which one and see if you guys...
Ah, fucking that one!
You have no fucking clue. This is terrifying to you. And out of all the Underdark creatures, this is from the sky.
I basically just kind of let them both know, saying the girl was saying it's the old one, which means it's that dead god. It's fucking pissed off at us for some reason. It's come after us. Something happened. And I am also going to roll an intelligence check. Not that it's going to do much. 12.
Amleth, you ever so slightly and subtly understand from the moan that the creature is making. Lynn.
Oh. Did that thing just say Lynn? Oh, what's going after the girl? Wait, Bales, what the fuck?
Looks to you guys. Oh, I think she's seen too much.
Yeah, she's seen something. We gotta... honestly, I'm kind of... Yeah, either we let that thing take her, or we protect her at all costs.
Isn't worth it.
Nail says, fuck no!
I mean, I... Honestly, I think with the health and everything that we have, I think we can try to take it down.
as you guys are speaking, the tentacle slams into the rock, and now as it breaks through, you see a little bit of this dark, almost like encompassing black hole start to come out. It's not like a glow that like it would be like a door opens and angels on the other side. It's like the opposite. It's blackness. It seeps all the light from nearby. You see almost like a warping of gravity.
I don't think we're going to be able to fight that.
And the tentacle slams down again, opening the crack a bit more.
Yeah, it's going after the girl. We can't let that go near the caravan or so destroy everything that we have. That and it will kill Birch.
So we sacrifice Lynn?
I mean, that's an option, but I think that we could at least try to do something to it.
At this point, from that hole that has just been made, a arm comes out. A big, black arm.
Unless you guys want to try talking to it.
Running. I'm running the Birch.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to turn around and just kind of, like, run behind Rocco and pull Corvus with me and just kind of throw him right in front of me.
One rude, but also, book it!
One fucked up, but also,
As we're running towards the caravan, I'm going to yell, Birch, get the fuck away from the girl!
Huh? Well, why? He, like, grabs her from his head and looks at her, and his eyes go wide. He drops her. You see that at this point, she is like almost like seizing. Her eyes are black completely, and she has like this foam, white foam coming from her mouth as she suddenly starts to break free from the binds.
Get the fuck away from her! Throw her towards the thing!
Fucking, with the moment you say that, Birch picks her up and yeets her into the woods. Lynn is gone.
Okay.
Everyone fucking book it!
Get the caravan moving. I'm gonna stay guard. I need someone with me.
Since I'm pretty much the expert here on that thing here, not that I really am one, but I'll stick with you.
Alright, let's try to see where Lynn had landed and watch what happens.
Rocco, I'm guessing, are you gonna head with him or are you gonna, go with Birch?
No, I'm gonna go with Birch.
Okay. So you and Birch, Rocco, you start getting the caravan, you start bunking it. But I'm gonna put in chat, finding Lynn's corpse, you eventually... It's a little difficult. I'm not going to make you roll or anything, because you were able to kind of keep track of where her angle was. And you saw her splat into like a tree. You could follow blood patterns, etc. And as you get there, you just see... I'm going to post it in chat. The general... This creature... Above her body.
Alright then. Spooky.
And that face mouth thing around the hood opens up to the size of almost like your entire chest cavity omelet and slams down on her head, biting it off immediately.
Corvus, I whisper, you need to explain what this thing is right now.
What was that?
What is this thing?
If you want, you can re-roll now having a better look at it.
12?
I'm gonna say 12 is enough that you know you should do a religion check.
Okay, what is it time? Will you? Oh, dirty 20, thank fuck.
Okay, so looking at its robes, you notice the exquisite almost nature of it having been worn down and old. And seeing some of the patterns, it looks to be almost like a religious symbol. So you start to prod your mind, and now you see it. The Underdark, the cult of the Old One, the one the warlocks themselves worship, the one that they love deeply and that gives them power. This is a warlock of the Old One, the Deep One. And obviously something has cursed him to hunt anyone who sees the visage of the Elden One. Now, the Elden One is known to specifically have imagery about it of like forcing eyes open. So like if you were to go to a temple, you'd probably find ones of like paintings of like people holding other people's eyes open, forcing them to look at the creature. So you assume maybe kind of in the back of your mind that it probably has something to do with sight, and thank God the rest of you didn't look at it.
So that is a cultist, a warlock of an old one, the deep one. Let's just say, fuck, we didn't directly really look at that god sword.
Only Lynn did, and she's the only one who has to die.
I remember seeing something like this at some point. I don't know where, but I remember seeing that rogue.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, Omelette, in the back of your head, your family, in the corners of your family's like mansion and house, you vaguely get a flashback of in your father's room, a robe very similar to that.
I need to... We need to go. Now.
Do you speak deep speech, by the way?
Actually, I don't think so.
Nope, only common and undercommon.
Yeah, I think just common for me and maybe undercommon. I'm not sure about deep speech.
I'm gonna...
How...
So if you want, Emlyth, you do have, I'm sure, like, enough intelligence points. You can add a language if you like.
With intelligence to add a language?
Yeah, what's your bonus from intelligence?
My bonus from intelligence? How the fuck do I check that?
So it's
the modifier.
The modifier.
Oh. Shit, I'm having trouble here. Damn it. It says plus one for the modifier.
Plus one.
That's all I see.
Okay, so I always do plus that one. House rules DM that. Because I heard it a long time ago in the DM's guide, and I love it. Every modifier, so every 1 point in intelligence, you can learn another language for your character.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Cool. Yeah, I only speak common, so I just want to make a deep speech.
Okay. So as this creature speaks, Omelette, in the back of your head, another memory comes forth of your father and your uncle speaking in a tongue that sounded foreign to you. You started to maybe pick up little words here and there, but all of a sudden when this creature talks, it sends you back to a realm of being a little boy again. Sneaking around watching your father and your uncle do mysterious things within the fort. You look around and you see from the closet that your uncle works in, a tentacle comes out, and then boom, you're back in reality. The thing is there in front of you, eating Lynn again.
You good? What was that?
Yeah. I'm fine.
You spaced out there for a good second. We need to get the fuck away from you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, let's go. And what words do I pick up?
I was in the back of your head, you just hear armless. Armless. In this old deep speech tongue, something your father used to give you a nickname, and it wasn't until this moment that you realized that nickname was deep speech. Kraka.
And as Corvus kind of gets ahead of me as we're heading back, I just look back and I just very low whisper to where like no one should hear. I just whisper in deep speech, "Leave me alone."
And if you like that video and like to see more content, please drop a like and subscribe to Wolfer28, or give us a follow and a rating on both Spotify and iTunes as Bardic Logs. Thank you very much, and we hope to see you next time.